The word of God given to us today is Luke chapter 1, verse 80. Please turn to page 89 of the New Testament. Luke chapter 1, verse 80. Allow me to read. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until he appeared publicly to Israel. Amen. On an early morning on April 17th, a large, fat bass was auctioned off at the highest price of 5.2 million won at a consignment sale auction at the Busan Cooperative Fish Market. This fat bass, also known as the legendary deep-sea fish, weighed 115 kilograms and 1.8 meters long. Fat bass usually live below 400 to 500 meters on the water in a rocky area. But this one was caught in the net when it came up to 50 to 60 meters below water for spawning. Fat bass are known to make the best sashimi dish, and about 150 people could feed off of the size of the bass that was sold. But this fat bass has big hard scales that befits its large body, and they're so tough that you have to scale them off using a shovel. Not only that, it contains a lot of fat in order to endure low water temperature. Fat bass live below 400 to 500 meters down water, but it's definitely not the deepest point inside the sea. There are 10 times, 20 times deeper seas than the habitats of these fat bass. The deepest water undersea is at the Mariana Trench, which is located southeast of Japan and east of the Philippines. And its depth is as deep as 11,035 meters. If we place the Everest, the highest mountain on Earth, inside the Mariana Trench, we would have to dive 2,187 meters to reach the tip of the mountain. Every 10 meters down the water pressure would increase by one fold of the water surface, which means the water pressure at 1,000 meters down water will be 100 times higher, and the pressure of 10,000 meters down will be 1,000 times greater than that of the surface. Water pressure at 5,000 meters below sea is about 500 atmospheres, equivalent to pressing down 1 square centimeter area with 500 kilograms. It's as if placing a cow on top of your thumbnail. If a person goes down 5,000 meters below water without any equipment, the person will be squashed to look like a dried squid. Moreover, the water temperature of several thousand meters below sea is only about 1 to 2 degrees Celsius. But there are other species of fish that live several thousand meters down water, besides 400 to 500 meters below where the fat bass live. The reason why these fish can survive is not because they are covered with scales that are 10 times thicker and bigger than that of the fat bass, or that their scales are made of special materials that can endure at any water pressure. The body structure of these fish that live in the deep sea are different so that they can withstand the high pressure inside the water. They can bear the high pressure because they have a lot of oil and moisture captured inside their body that do not contract so easily. It's the same logic as if you drop a hollow yet solid iron ball, and a full beverage can several thousand meters below the sea. Then the ball would be crushed, but the aluminum can filled with beverage will not. The reason why a fish that lives 400 to 500 meters underwater can survive is due to its thick scales and the fat it contains inside its body. But the reason why a fish that lives thousands of meters deep down the water can survive is not because of the scales that surround its body, but due to the oil and moisture inside the fish's body. It is necessary and important to manage your outer person very well. But it's more important and necessary to well manage the inner person. Because there are environments, much like 400 to 500 meters down water in our lives, but there are also times when we need to strive through environments that are like the water pressure at thousands of meters down below the water. Today's passage deals with the importance of the inner person. Luke chapter 1 is a record of prophecies on John the Baptist's birth, of Jesus' birth, and the time when John the Baptist was actually born. John's parents were not only infertile, but they were also very old. Thus, they had rare chance of having a baby at all. But God told them they will have a baby through Gabriel, his angel, and even named the baby John. But Zechariah, the father, who was a priest, was skeptical about this, and as a result, he was not able to talk for 9 months. When John was finally born, and Zechariah was able to speak again, he sang a praise of prophecy to God. And that is what Luke chapter 1 is about. To be more precise, out of verses 1 through 79, leave out the first four verses, verses 26 to 28, which prophesies about the birth of Jesus and Mary's song, in verses 46 to 55. The rest of 52 verses are all about John the Baptist. If this is how long it took to describe John's birth, then it only seems natural to explain John's growing period through at least a few chapters. But the Bible only summarizes John's 30 years from his early childhood to just before he officially starts carrying out his ministry in a single verse. It seems too short, but it's harder to find any other phrases that can explain John's 30 years more adequately. This single verse shows vividly of how John has lived for those 30 years. John's 30 years strikes us so strong that if you add any other word to describe it, it would only seem unnecessary. There were 12 judges altogether in Israel, and among them, the life of Shamgar, the third judge, was explained in a single verse as shown in Judges chapter 3, verse 31. After Ehud came Shamgar, son of Anath, who struck down 600 Philistines with an ox goad. He too saved Israel. it doesn't reveal at what age Shamgar received a calling to become a judge, or how many years he lived as a judge, how many children he had, or how much fortune he had possessed. But this single verse does not lack in showing who Judge Shamgar was. His biggest enemy that he had to fight against were the Philistines. Judging by the phrase that he had an ox goad, he must have been a farmer who raised cattle and grew grains. An ox goad, at the time, is a sturdy pole of about 2.5 meters. One end was made pointy in order to drive cattle, and the other end had a small shovel attached for digging the ground. The fact that Shamgar defeated 600 Philistines with a single ox goad, a farm equipment, instead of using high-tech weapon, shows that he did not do so with his own ability, but God was behind the doing. Above all, God acknowledged him as a judge by saying, "He too saved Israel." There are lives of those with no significance at all, even if their lives are recorded in several volumes of books. And there are lives of those that shine like gems, even if their lives were summarized in a single sentence. Today's passage, verse 80, summarizes John's 30 years as follows. "And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until he appeared publicly to Israel." In the part, "the child grew," the original word for grew, auxano, is written in an imperfective form. The imperfective form in Greek grammar signifies movements of repetition and continuation. In other words, John did not end his growth at some point, but his body kept on growing continuously. This was because without his body soundly grown, he would not have been able to bear the ministry works listed in the Gospels, including baptizing Jesus. John's mission that were given to him was to make ready the path for Jesus Christ. It was through him the door of the Old Testament was closed. Another person who was given a similar mission as John was Samuel the prophet. It was through him the period of the judges came to an end. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 26, describes Samuel's young years as follows. "And the boy Samuel continued to grow in stature and in favor with the Lord and with people." It also testifies that Samuel continued to grow. All living organisms, including humans, animals, and plants, go through the phase of growing. We can sometimes watch or read articles about people who do not grow in the media. The reason why those kind of stories are made issues is because they rarely happen. In 2009 and in 2013, I read about a girl in Maryland in the U.S. who does not grow. This girl, named Brooke Greenberg, who was born in 1993, grew little by little until she was 4 years old. But after that, her growth stopped completely. It wasn't that she had any problems in her internal secretion system. Her chromosome arrangement was normal, and there was not a single thing that might have affected her growth. A lot of doctors tried to identify Brooke's problems, but no one could answer for sure. All they could do was to name her condition Syndrome X. Brooke's throat was so narrow that she couldn't swallow food, so she had to consume food through a tube that was connected to her stomach. When Brooke turned 16, she was still only about 30 inches, or about 76 centimeters in height, and 16 pounds, or around 7.2 kilograms, which was the size of a six-month-old baby. She still had baby teeth. Her mental age was about 9 months to a year old and was not able to learn to speak. Her parents made her go through growth hormone treatments for 6 months in hopes that she might grow a little more. But instead of growing, she suffered from stomach ulcer and brain convulsion for 6 years that got her nearly dead. When people asked about Brooke's age, her mother didn't answer her real age and instead counted 1 year as 1 month. Brooke passed away after living for 20 years and 9 months. Mamie is not as extreme as Brooke's case, but some parents might be heartbroken from their children's growth deficiency, but they might later come to find a new value and meaning of life. That is also something that reveals God's glory. But for children to grow healthily is a necessary phase. We need outer growth in our lives as well. After graduating from elementary school, people expect you to have acquired skills that match middle school level. Again, if you're a high schooler or university student, you should possess the adequate skills and knowledge that match each level. If you're a university student with skills adapted for elementary or middle school, then you will not be considered properly grown. This does not just apply for students. Whether you work at a factory that produces goods, do desk jobs at a company, teach students at a school, work as a public officer, establish your own business, or whatever it is that you do, if you don't go through the adequate growth phase fit for that position, you will not be able to carry out your task properly. Outer growth is a must, whether it be your appearance, skill, ability, or others. And through that growth, we can more become a useful path which our Lord may use. But as for John, it wasn't just his body that grew during that 30 years. It says that John became strong in spirit. The word kratio, which is translated as became strong, is also written in an imperfective form. John's spirit, in other words, his inner person, also continued to grow until the day came to fulfill his mission. The Ephesians, one of the epistles by Paul the Apostle while he was in prison, is only consisted of 6 chapters, but one of its nicknames was the Queen of the Epistles. This shows how much it contains about the deep and broad aspects of the faith. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 15 shows that Paul the Apostle prayed for the church of Ephesus in the prison of Rome. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. While praying for the church of Ephesus, Paul says he begs kneeling instead of standing. Paul was originally a Pharisee. Pharisees stood while praying, and that was the tradition. So in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus points out to Pharisees about the hypocrisy that they pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners. But Paul says he kneels down to pray. The act of kneeling down expresses the desperateness of a person, and at the same time, it also shows that the person awaits the other's decision because things won't happen without the other person's consent. Elijah the prophet confronted against 450 Baal prophets on the Carmel mountain. And when he prayed for rain, he went up to the top of the mountain of Carmel and bowed down on the ground. This was an expression of how much he was desperate for the rain that did not fall for the past 3 years, and a confession that God is the only one who can make it happen. Children at times kneel down before their parents. When parents want them to go to med school or law school, but they want to go to music or art school to become an artist, or telling them they won't go to college at all because they dream of becoming a singer or an actress or actors. They also kneel down before their parents when they bring future spouses that their parents might not like due to some dissatisfying qualifications on the surface. This also means that the children want something to happen dearly and that they wait for the parents to permit it, for they are the only ones who can permit it. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 testifies that what Paul had prayed so desperately for the church of Ephesus. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. Paul the Apostle did not want so desperately for the church of Ephesus and wished God to grant that 3,000 or 5,000 new believers of the Christ will increase every day, like it happened in Jerusalem. Nor did he ask for the grand temple for goddess Artemis to turn into a synagogue. It wasn't even to ask the people at the church of Ephesus to become all rich or famous in the area. He asked that the inner persons of those people to truly strengthen up. Because there was nothing more important than having the inner person become strong, in order to live as a proper Christian and as true children of God. John the Baptist became strong in spirit while growing up, preparing the way for Jesus to arrive. And Luke chapter 2, verse 40 explains of Jesus' young years who walked through that way. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. Jesus' young years also uses the words grow and become strong. The phrase become strong in particular comes out 4 times in the New Testament alone. Once for John, once for Jesus, once when Paul prays for the church of Ephesus, and once when Paul encourages the church of Corinth to be strong. People usually put all their efforts in strengthening their parts that grow, their outer persons instead of their inner persons. That is why they struggle day and night to try to possess more materials, acquire more knowledge, to sit on the bigger and higher chair, so that they can show how strong they are. They oftentimes do not listen to the advice of telling them to kneel down in their hearts and come before God, or strongly insist that they are confident to live in this world without believing in God. However, God says as follows, "For all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that has preached to you. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while, then vanishes. People are like grass that withers and flowers that fall, and a mist that appears for a while and then vanishes." These are the words of God who created us. The reason people cannot believe in God is not because we are strong, but because we are weak. In front of God, people have to come out of their shells they've put on to look stronger. Yet they are afraid that others will see their weakness and wretchedness if they come out of their shells. Korea, immediately after the Korean War, was completely in ruins. At the time, almost no one expected that our economy will go through such a remarkable transformation. Sometimes, I remember parts of the house I used to live in before elementary school. We had one fluorescent light tube installed on the ceiling of 2 rooms by creating a hole in the wall. We did that to light 2 rooms with just one fluorescent light tube. People say that South Korea is the only aid recipient country in the world that became a donor country. Of course, there are still people who suffer from the hardships of life, but externally, we grew rapidly. Yet internally, South Korea is hollow and weak. The problems that we see in the newspapers regarding politics, economy, society, culture, education, and national defense are all occurring because of the weak foundation of our country. This year is also the 130th anniversary of the missionaries Appenzellers and Underwood set foot in Jeonmulpo, present-day Incheon. No other country had Christianity and churches established in the nation as much as Korea had in 130 years of mission works. In terms of religion, Korea grew rapidly on the surface. However, internally, Korean churches are weak and vulnerable. God does not like us for our looks, our brains, or our abilities. And He does not necessarily use such people as vessels for His work. I might not be as good looking as some people. My children might not be as pretty as some people. Despite having done their best, they might not have gone to good schools, or they might not make a lot of money at work. Yet these are not very influential in enhancing the value and the significance of our lives. If our souls are not strong, no matter how strong or how glamorous we look on the outside, we cannot handle the pressure of this world. We are not here because we were always A-plus students or because we were always successful in the society. Most of the people who had been A-plus students or never experienced failures in their lives insist that they don't need God because of their pride. Because we lacked things others had, because we were not bright, because we were weak, we were able to open our eyes toward the Lord. Our souls became stronger, we received eternal lives, and came to live following God's words. This is a great blessing. Growing and becoming strong in spirit. These are the words that not only us, but also our children and our descendants must keep in our hearts and our minds. Let us pray. Father God, fat bass that live 400 to 500 meters below sea level endure the water pressure with its thick scales and fat. But fish that live several thousand meters below sea level endure the pressure with moisture and oil. At times, we feel as if our lives are floating on the surface of waters or in shallow waters of the ocean. But other times, we feel as if we are at 400 to 500 meters or even several thousand meters below sea level. Yet regardless of the situation that we are in, please help us remember you, Lord, the water of eternal life and your words. Please cover us with the power of the Holy Spirit, anointing us with oil so that our lives will be meaningful and valuable. Just as John the Baptist, who prepared the way of the Lord, grew and became strong in spirit. Please help us grow on the outside and help our spirits become stronger today than yesterday and tomorrow than today. The world continues to tempt us, saying that the more we grow on the outside, the better off we are and the more we stand out. Help us stand firm and shake our heads, saying no to such temptations. Just as John the Baptist prepared the way of the Lord by growing and becoming strong in spirit, help us to grow on the outside and become strong in our spirits. to prepare for the Lord's second coming. Let us become the vessels through which the Lord can do his work on this earth. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.